Next patient we're going to do, the last patient is Lemura. I need to tell you what date is going to be at. It's on 10-7-21. And then on, this is regional, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, Guilford, G-I-L-F-O-R-D, 1-14-22. A 67-year-old man appears much older, stated at older age, with history of right-sided weakness, expressive aphasia, difficulty swallowing, chronic aspiration, and atrial fibrillation. He's been admitted to hospice for end-of-life care, period. Patient is expected to live less than 6 months. Period. Patient in the past month or two has had worsening mental status, most consistent with recurrent strokes. Also, he has a history of stroke with a dense right-sided weakness or paralysis. Period. Patient also has other comorbidities, include history of ETOH abuse, tobacco abuse, COPD, hypertension, O2 dependency, status post PEG placement, period. Patient has a is aphasic and has and was fed through a PEG tube after his stroke, which was removed, and since then patient and family have refused to place the patient, to put the patient PEG back in, so patient is eating a very small amount, subsequent has had weight loss, very high risk of fall, very high risk of aspiration, protein, calorie, malnutrition, along with anemia. Period. Given patient's change in his condition, of previous stroke, and other comorbidities, it's and high risk of aspiration. Patient is most likely has less than 6 months to live, and hence is hospice appropriate at this time. Thank you.